We're up to Perek Vav. We are up to Pasuk Chaf Beis. Okay, Pasuk Chaf Beis. We are continuing. Eve is continuing to give Musar to Eliphaz. How dare you criticize me? How do you dare you criticize me for my words? You and the other friends are compared to the streams of water. Okay, Pasuk Chaf concluded the previous thought that Kiatoha Yisem Lo, you're just like these streams, these rivers, which evaporate and disappear and do not provide any benefit for mankind. You're just like these rivers. You are not here for me in my time of need. Now, the next psukim, he says, what does it hurt you to give me words of comfort? Am I asking you for money? Am I asking you to shell out $1 million and give a bribe to a king to save me? All I want from you is just to sit here and to commiserate with me, to be sympathetic, to listen, and to understand that I'm right. Hachi amarti hovli. Did I ask you to give me something? Did I ask you to give me money? Umikoichachem shichadu v'adi. Did I ask you to give a bribe on my behalf? The reason we're using the word umikoichachem to mean the product of your koach. Person works hard. He exerts himself. He uses up his strength to produce wealth, to produce money. Did I ask you to take from your koyach, from your hard-earned money that came through your koyach, and use it and give it as a bribe, va'adi, on my behalf, to go to a king, to go to some noble and do something? If that would have been the case, then maybe you're right. Maybe you'd say, I don't want to give away my hard-earned money. I'd rather give it to my children.
He's giving him a stuff.
Right, exactly. Let's see, next pasuk.
I didn't ask you for money.
Right, so what are you giving me this musa for? All I want you to do is just to sit and listen and be sympathetic. Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Pasuk Gimel is the continuation of this theme. Umaltuni miyatzer, it's a continuation. Did I ask you to give up your money, to take from your money and your koyach and give a bribe? And by doing so, that thereby, umaltuni, you would save me miyatzer from the hands of the enemy. Umiyad, or Ritzim Tiftuni, to redeem me from the hands of the tyrants. Now it's very scary. It's called Kol Shmerchu a tyrant, Kav Yachol. Am I asking you to give up of yourself to save me? I'm doomed. I know what my matzav is. I know that I'm ill. I know that I'm never going to get better. I know that it's not going to happen. My children are going to come back to life. I know it's all over. So don't give me musa. There's anyway nothing you can possibly do for me. So don't at least just be sad. Let's see Mitzudas Pasuk of Beis and Pasuk of Gimel. Hachi Amarti, Ha'im Amarti, Tnu Li Min Mama Min Hahoin. That I ask you to give me wealth from your wealth. Umikoichachem. So here the Mitzudas tells where Umikoichachem means Mammon. Mammon Shelochem Haba Be'omol V'Koyach Mimenu. Money which comes through toil and strength Mimenu from you. Tnu Sheichad Bavuri. Did I ask you to give on my behalf? Because indeed, if I would have asked you to give up of your hard-earned money, then one can make the following argument. In order to save yourself from the loss of your own money, then you would declare me guilty. You would say, Eov, we're not going to help you. We're not going to spend one penny on you because you deserve what you get. And therefore, it's not kedai for me to give you a handout or to go and exert myself to go to a king and beg him to release you. I didn't ask you for that. I just asked you to stand here and listen to me. Pasuk of Gimel, Umaltuni, Al Yideh HaShechad. Yeah?
For the first 7 days, he didn't speak to them.
Okay. So the first...
But afterwards,
he did speak. After the first 7 days, he spoke up and he complained. And he's telling his friends, Eliphaz, that they should have nodded their heads. The first 7 days, Eov did not speak. Eov was silent. There was nothing came out of his mouth.
Now he's complaining.
So he wants a sympathetic ear. He wants them to say, Eov, you're right. That's all they want.
He should have spoken to them.
What? Okay, I hear what you're saying, but at the moment he is frustrated that when he expressed his frustration, but he's frustrated that when he did express his frustration, they did not take it well, and they gave counter arguments. They said, "Ev, you're wrong. Basically, you're dead wrong. Every single thing that comes out of your mouth is wrong." He was not happy with their response. It's true. The first 7 days he was silent, they were silent. But when he began to complain, they did not respond in a way that he expected, a way that was pleasing in his eyes. And that's why he's now giving them mussar. It would have been just free. I'm asking you to do something which does not cost you any money. Pasuk Chav Gimel Maltuni Al Yidei Hashechat. By you giving this bribe, Maltu Osim Yet Hatzar, you would have been able to redeem me from the enemy. Upadu Osim Yet Haritzim. What does he mean to say in this pasuk? There's no place to give a bribe. I'm not asking you to give bribes. Why then do you declare me guilty? Okay, what does he Rashi? Rashi says, same idea, Rashi, pasuk abeis. From your money, that I ask you to give up your money on behalf of me. Now, Pasuk of Dalet, Horuni, teach me. He's challenging his friends to present an argument that he has indeed done something wrong. In other words, he's just saying your words are empty. Your words are, even must be that you've done an avera. He's not saying, really? I have done an avera? Show me. Find the avera that I've done and I'm deserving of this suffering. Horuni, teach me. Vani acharish. And then I will be silent. Umasha Gisi, show me where I have made a mistake in my words, where I made a mistake in my life. Havinuli, make it known to me, make it understandable to me. Mitsudos Pasuk of Dal, Haruni, Limdu Osi. Haruni means Harini Darkecha. We have that Pasuk in Tehillim. Teach me your ways. Haruni, Limdu Osi, Ma Pishi, Vani Acharish. I'll be silent. Lishmoyim Imrechem. Vitovinuli Mahadav Asher Shagisi Bo. Tell me the matter which I made a mistake. When you'll tell me what my mistake is, then because of which, tell me the mistake I made, and because of which I am now suffering these horrible yisurim that are purging my sin. I challenge you to find any sin that I've committed that I'm deserving of such terrible tsaros. Pasuk Chof Hey. Now he goes on to say, Manimritsu Imre Yosher Umayochiach Hoycheach Mikan. This means, manuj means how clear and how delicious are words that are upright, words that are correct. There's nothing more pleasant, there's nothing more satisfying in this world than a clear argument, a clear statement, someone that has something good to say, and it makes sense, it's on the mark, on the target. That's what's called Nimritsu. Nimritsu, there are many different translations for Nimritsu. In the Mitzudos Tzion, to translate on a very general term, Nischasku, strength, how strong. How strong our words. Rashi is a little bit different. Rashi learns, we'll see the moment, means an explicit. Klala Nimretzes. Who Kilalani Klala Nimretzes? An explicit. David Shlomo complained to. Shlomo complained to. David complained to Shlomo about Shim ben Gera. Make sure you do not let him live, because when I was running away from Avshalom, who Kilalani, he cursed me. A Klala Nimretzes. Which in the context of that pasuk means an explicit curse. Something that's clear as day. So here he's saying, according to Rashi and according to the Mesudas, it's similar ideas, not the same translation, strong, or according to the Mesudas, or explicit according to Rashi, words of Yosher, words that are upright, words that are logical, that make sense, they make an impression upon a person. They're clear, they're explicit, and they're strong. That's what I'm willing to hear. But your words, Eliphaz, and my other two friends, your words, we haven't really heard from them yet, but you, Eliphaz, your words are total nonsense. And the way he expressed that is, Uma yochiach, yochiach, yochiach means to prove. Okay, yochiach means to prove, also means rebuke. What has your rebuke proven? absolutely nothing. You've criticized me. You told me not to complain. You told me to enjoy the Yisurim. You've not given me anything concrete to make sense out of the situation I find myself in. Mayochiach, what have you proven, hoicheach, your rebuke, mikem, that has come from you? It's really hard to translate this expression literally. The three words together mean, what have your words of Musar, what message, or what value, or what truth lies in your words of Musar? Absolutely nothing. Let's take a good, hard look at this from the Metzudos, a more precise translation of Metzudos David. So he begins by saying, "Ma me'oid halavai." You should say words of yosher. How much chosku imra yosher? Are strong and powerful. Are words that make sense. Upright words. Avol. Okay, he says very merim katzer here in this mitzvos. Ma yoyil havikuach. What value is there in the vikuach, in the rebuke? The rebuke or the argument, asher mikem, that is coming out of your mouths. So I guess he takes these two words together, yochiach hoicheach. It's just the two words, it's a repetition, which means the same thing. What value is there in your words of rebuke? Imloi nem rabbi yosher, it's not going to be true. It's not true, it's nonsense. What you're saying over here is kula sheker. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi just takes the word nimritsu, kolon nimritsu. It's an explicit curse. Lashon davar dibur al dibur davar dibur al oifanov. Something that is said clearly and explicitly. V'chein nimritsu lichiki. It is explicit, or it is clear to my lichiki, to my palate. Kulam, the word dear, the word nim litsu is spelled with a lamet. But if you exchange the lamet with a resh, then it's nim ritsu, like it says in the pasuk here. So Rashi is telling us that throughout Tanakh you have two words, nim litsu and nim ritsu, and they mean one and the same, explicit clarity. Kulan loshen melitsa heim, it means an expression, which in this context means a clear expression. The lamet mischalef espiresh, the lamet can be exchanged with the letter resh. Imre Yosher, Imre Yosher, Hayisim Imrim. If you would tell me words which make sense, then Imre Yosher. Wait, one second. I want to go on over here with this thing over here. Imre Yosher, Hayisem Oimrim, Hayu Mikubalim. And then they will be accepted. I will utter now, Ma. Ma yoychiach choychech michem, but now what benefit do I have from you? Kol period. But right now, what benefit do I have from you at this point in time? Because it's nonsense. Kol toychoch.
The Imre Yoshiu said were nimritzu.
No. Yeah, right. If they would be nimritzu, he's giving it.
He says, "Ma nimritzu Imre Yoshiu, your dibre."
Now that's not the way the Mitzudas and the Rashi seem to be learning.
The Rashi says kolala, right?
In, we're saying in. Look at the first word of the Rashi. Imre Yosha. Imre Yosha Yisam Imrim. Hayu Mikubolim. If you would tell me words that make sense, that are logical, then I'll be very pleased. I'll be very happy. But you're not saying words that are logical. You're saying words which are total nonsense. Avalata ma yochiachech michem. But now you're telling me nonsense. And that's why I'm frustrated. Kol teichacha shabi'iyah biru. Every time you have the word teichacha in Sefer Iyah, this word appears very, very often. It means biru hadvarim heim, clarification. An attempt to establish something on its in its truest form. So he's telling the friends, you're arguing, you're giving me Musar, and your Musar are total nonsense. Okay, next pasuk chavav. Hal hoychach milim tachshavu uleruach imre noash. Now this is a hard word pasuk to translate. Hal hoychach again means rebuke. Milim, words. Tachshavu is to think. Do you think you can just issue? You could express words, empty words, words which are illogical, which are meaningless, and it should be considered, it should be valued as profound words of rebuke? It's nonsense. The truth is, all that's coming out of your mouth is nothing more than ruach imre noash. It's just wind of words of nonsense. Noash means emptiness, something which is extremely weak. Let's look at the Mesudas David, Pasuk Chavav, Halachach Ratzalaynar, V'chi lehis lisvokeach vokeach tachshavu. Do you think Asher Milim ba'olma yaspik lohem? Do you think that when you want to give a person rebuke, it's sufficient just to say words, and the words need not make sense? You can just, anything that comes to your mind, you can express, and that's going to be considered profound words of rebuke? Avalokeinu, that's nonsense. If you have something to say, it has to make sense. It has to be logically correct. Avalokeinu, ki imre noash leruach meshulim, words of nonsense are considered to be just air, empty, just leruach meshulim, ve'ein b'chem te'elis, and there's absolutely no benefit. Purposeless in your words. Okay, let's go take a look at the Rashi. Rashi pasuk chavav halachach milim tachshavu halavorer devarim tachshavu. Do you think you're coming to clarify matters with your words? You think you're telling me something profound? Nonsense. Uluruach mushulam. There's nothing more than wind coming out of your mouth. Imre noash she'ein bohem mamash. The word noash means nothingness. Kamo vatoimri noash. We said about ourselves that we're doomed. We're doomed. Mm-hmm. That expression of Yirmiyah means that the words of Nevi'im, they said to the Nevi'im that we're not going to listen to your words. Your words are words of nonsense. We're not going to take your rebuke seriously. So he's giving them Musar. He's telling them over here that if halavai, if you had something good to say, say it. Problem is, you have nothing good to say. When you're coming out of your mouth, there's nothing more than wind, and I'm going to ignore it. Now he goes on to give them even more Musar. Pasuk of Zayin, from your approach to give me Musar, it shows that you're wicked. He's going now. Eov is really going to the extreme, and he's telling them, Af al yosom tapilu, you are wicked people. If an orphan would come to you, you would throw him down. A person that's weak and vulnerable, you would not show any compassion. You would knock him out. This sichru al re'achem, you would dig a pit and throw your friends in the pit, like what the brothers did to Yosef. He's accusing his friends of being no different than what the brothers did to Yosef HaTzadik. Let's take a look at the Mitzudas. Pasuk of Zion, Af al Yosom. Here he says, "Mitoch divrechem, from your method of giving me Musar, nireh she'einchem rachamonim, you have no compassion. Ve'afilu al hayosam tapilu hamichshol, you would be willing to throw a stumbling block or to throw some type of michshol, some stone upon an orphan. Ve'lo sachushu alav, and you would not show him any compassion. Ve'sachbaru bar, you are from your actions, from your words, it appears you would dig a pit al re'achem limpol." And you would not show them any compassion. So he's really being very stark. He's extremely critical in the way he
wanted. Is he going to an extreme?
Yes, he is.
Did they come originally for Nechama?
Well, they did. That's what Mr. Bloom said. The first 7 days, they were excellent. The first seven days, they were silent. That they really did what they were. They followed the halacha. And in fact, we learn halacha l'maisa. So we learn from them the halacha that when a person goes to Menachem Avil, you're not supposed to say me'ikar adin. You're not supposed to say anything until the Avil speaks. The Avil, you're supposed to be quiet. Where do we learn that? We learn that from the friends of Eov. They sat by him for the first 7 days. They mourned with him. They nodded their heads and they just observed. But now, when Eov opens up his mouth, and Eov and Perek Dalid, was a Perek Gimel, was a Perek Gimel, Perek Dalid, whatever it was, he gives his speech, and he complains that there is no Hashkocha Pratis, he doesn't deserve what has transpired, and so after he gives his little speech, they respond, and Eliphaz, does he respond? He says to him, Eov, be quiet, you should enjoy the Yisurim, you deserve it, it's all for your good, and so on and so forth. And Eov was very hurt. Eov said, it's bad enough, I have to suffer the loss of my children, the loss of my possessions, I also have to suffer this insult, this musar, this disgusting talk, holier than thou. self-righteousness. How dare you speak to me like this? You're a bunch of wicked people. Your words, he goes through all these different expressions. You learned yesterday different ideas that you're unfaithful. I need you here to sit and commiserate with me. You're like these streams of water which evaporate. You're not my real friends. And your words, we learned now in the previous two psukim, your words are total nonsense. However, you would say something which makes sense, I would listen. But your words are total nonsense. And now he goes out further to say you're just outright cruel, wicked people. From your words, it appears that if you had an opportunity to take advantage of someone that's vulnerable, you would take the opportunity. You would kill a yosom. You would dig a pit and throw your brother in an own pit. Wow. He's accusing them of being extremely wicked. Now he sums up his speech. Well, he's really going on to the next thing, but he sums up his idea when he goes on to Pesach Chafes, the Atah. Now, he appeals to them in these last two psukim, Chafes, Chaftes, and Lamed. He appeals to them one more time. Try to listen to me again. Now, I'm going to give another speech. I'm going to give another speech, or think back to what I said before, and I appeal to you to listen very carefully to what I've said, and you'll see that I'm right. The Atah now, Ho'ilu. Ho'ilu means begin. Okay? Like Moshe, we had this before yesterday, Vayol Moshe, Moshe wanted. Or it means to want, or it means to begin. Begin or desire that, pinuvi, turn to me. Pay close attention. Instead of focusing on yourself and dealing with the matzah, focus on the chol. It's a very powerful psychological idea. When a person's an eighth sorrow, how do people deal with this? Very interesting. The person goes, you see this, you really see this very often. When a person is in a difficult situation, and people come to observe, or they come to give comfort. What do people think? What do 99% of people think? This could happen to me, right? Isn't that what happens? You go to a person has a problem. He lost his job, and he's depressed, and he's sitting in shul, and he's complaining. And a person knows that his own parnasa is very shaky. He knows that things are not so good. And he right away sees a person frustrated, and he realizes, you know, this could happen to me. Same thing. And what am I going to do when this happens to me? How am I going to deal with it? So you start talking to the person that's in front of you as if he's yourself. You subconsciously, you don't even realize you're doing this, you make believe the person here that's suffering is yourself. Because you realize it's just a matter of time until I find myself in the same situation that this person is in. How am I going to deal with this? So, well, I have a wife, I have children, maybe I'll do this, I'll experience. And you start trying to find solutions for yourself when this problem will come upon yourself. But the problem is, the person that's sitting in front of you is not you. He doesn't have your resources. He doesn't have opportunities to deal with the problem the way you deal. He has a different set of circumstances that he's dealing with. So that's exactly what Eve is telling Eliphaz. Eliphaz, you're coming here. Rashi, the Metzilas really said this yesterday. Eliphaz comes to Eve, and he sees Eve suffering. What does Eliphaz say to himself? If this can happen to Eiv, it can happen to me. So how would I deal with it? You know how I would deal with it? I would say, I would be a tzaddik. I would be much better than Eiv. I would be matzikal of a sadin. I would enjoy, I would say it's my benefit, and so on and so forth. Eiv says to Eliphaz, Eliphaz, don't tell me how you would deal with it. Tell me how I should deal with it. I am not you. I am a different person. I'm a different level. I deal with things different. The same way no two people look alike, no two people think alike. You have to provide a solution that works for me. The ato ho'ilu sinubi. Turn to me. Don't tell me what you would do when you were in this situation. Tell me what I should do in my situation. I'm different than you. Turn to me. V'al pinechem imachazeth, which the Mesuzah will explain to mean, Will I lie to you? When I'm going to complain to you, I'm going to express ideas and tell you things. I'm not going to lie because you know from past experience I'm not a liar. Now this is a little bit more complex. Let's take a look at the Mesudas David Pasuk Chavches. V'ata hoyel v'ein ma'amish b'divreichem. Since your words, going back to the previous theme, since your words are nonsense, hisratzu lifnois el amori. Turn to what I have to say. I have words of truth. Lishmoya aleihem, to listen carefully to what I told you. Vitiru, and go analyze if I'm really, I make, reconsider your rebuke, and see if I'm saying things which are nonsense. Vitiru imadabu lufnechem kazov, v'davar she'ein v'imamish, and see if I'm really saying words of nonsense. So again, la'ata, one more time. So Pasuk of Ches says, hoil la'ata now, hoilu, begin. Finubi, turn to me, listen to what I have to say. V'al p'neichem imachazev, would to your face, p'neichem means to your face, would I lie? My complaint is not words of sheker, but things that I'm going to tell you and things I've told you in the past are emes. Don't give me musa. Rashi Pasuk Chavches, Rashi hoilu hisratzu, want. Okay, hisrat. So the way Rashi ties hoil means to want. Vayol Moshe l'sheves ish Moshe wanted to marry Tzipora. He was willing to take up the request of Yisro. Hisratzu lifnos Eli v'lishmoya divarai v'tiru and see im al p'nechem achazev, if I will say words that are lies. Pasuk of Tes. Now he just repeats himself. The next two psukim have the same exact idea. Shuvu, return. No, please. Al tihi avla, don't commit a wrongdoing. In other words, don't give me musar. Vishuvu od, and return again. Listen carefully. Come back to me. Pay close attention to my words. Sid kiva, and take note that there is righteousness in my words. I am right. You are wrong. Mitsudos chaf tes. Shuvu na his akvu ata. Delay, settle. Now, lifchon divarai, to carefully analyze my words. V'tir rashaloi timsu ibam avlo, there's nothing incorrect. V'shuvu od, lehisakev yoser, repeats himself again. Tarry more, delay, and tarry. Lifchon hate, this is poetic repetition. V'tir shani tzadik bedavar, I am right. V'hadini modi, I am correct, I have not committed an avera for which I am deserving of this sin. And one of the main themes of Eliphaz was that he did an avera and you're deserving of this. And he basically said above, I'm not deserving of this sin, and therefore I don't deserve to suffer such a terrible thing. And the only reason why this is happening to me must be because there is no such thing as hashkacha pratis. Hayesh bilashaini avla pasichalamid, is there in my tongue avla? Sheker, avla here means wrongdoing, or sheker. In chiki lo yavin havos, does my palate, another word for my tongue, my palate, does it not understand wickedness? I know the difference between right and wrong, and what I'm saying is not wrong, it is right. Let's see them into this hard pasuk, pasuk lamed. Hayesh v'chiyesh v'lashoni avla ratzulaymar v'chi shemata mimeni mi'oz divrei avla. So according to the mitzvahs, he's saying, think back to the past. Think, we have a long history. I'm 70 years old. We've been friends since our childhood. So think back, did I ever lie to you? Did I ever say things of nonsense? I'm a smart man. You know that I'm a clever, smart person. Therefore, if what I'm telling you now is also logical, does not make it, it's not wrong. Does my palate not understand words of falsehood? I would not speak words of falsehood. What does it mean to say it's a rhetorical statement? You know me from the past. I don't speak lies. I'm an honest man. I don't do things that are foolish. And therefore I beg you to listen carefully to my words. Recognize I have not done anything wrong, that I'm to be deserving of such a horrible punishment. And there must be some type of, there's something wrong, and you should acknowledge that what I'm saying is correct, and don't give me musar. Let's see, Rashi, Pasik, Chof Tes, Shuvuna, Livchoin, Visivchanu, to pay close attention and understand, Shalotehe od Avla, that there should not, Rashi seems to be saying that there should not be any further avla, meaning that you should not in the future criticize me. Vishuvu lachkar, to investigate, vahare tzidki yim saba, you will find that my words are righteous. Im chiki lo yavin havois, lo yavin kishani medaber havois, does my palate not discern when I speak falsehood? I know the difference between right and wrong. And every normal human being would only say things which are correct. So don't accuse me of saying words that are sheker. Now he continues. Pasuk is a paragraph, it's not really a break, it's really just a continuation. And he begins with a new theme. Haloi tzivol le'enoish. He says that man's time is limited. My days are coming to an end, and I'm yearning to die. This partially goes back to the previous theme. Now, the word tzivol is a very unusual word. It's a very unusual word here in this context. Let's right away, before he goes to pasuk, haloi tzivol le'enoish, look at the mitzvah sion, keitz uzman. The way he translates it here is very unique. Both Rashi and the Mitzvah say the same exact thing, that my end, man's days are limited. A man's days are limited upon the earth, and his days are like a hired worker. Let's take a look at the Mesudos, David. Haloi tzva. Ata, Heichel Amorov Loima. Now he begins to give a new speech, new thought. He begins his words to say the following: Haloi Tzivol Enosh, man's days are limited. Man's life will ultimately come to an end. Ratz Loimar, Haloi Keitz Uzman Yesh LaAdam Al Oretz VeYamav Mugbalim VeKutzuvim Kimei Sachir. When a person hires himself as a hired worker, it's usually a contract. How many days you're going to work? That was an ancient sachir. Sachir is, I mean, you go to the market, or you go to a person, you make an arrangement, I'm going to work for you for 30 days. I'm going to work for you for 60 days, for 90 days. A temporary. And therefore there's a limit. The essence of a sachir is, there is a set time. 90 days, every single day I make a mark on the board, and when those 90 days come to an end, that's it, I'm out of here, it's over. So to a person's days are numbered. Next pasuk, pasuk beis, ke eved yishaf tzel, a human being. This sounds like what you say on the yomim noroyim of which, what's it called again? That the piyut on the sana teikef, on the sana teikef. A man is like a slave, yishav tzel, that yearns for shade. A slave that's working out in the field in the hot, scorching sun, and he yearns for a lunch break when he can get some shade. Uchesachir, and just like a hired worker, yikaveh po'alo, he yearns for his wage. He yearns when his work is over, and he gets his payment. Pasuk beis in the mitzvahs, kevet k'mayo eved ha'amal b'malacha kol hayoyim asher yisaveh tzilol le'erev. He's yearning for 5 o'clock. Or today, there's no such thing as 5 o'clock anymore. Today we live in a society where wake up in the morning, you check your email, you wake up before the shir, after the shir, Middle Shemona Esrei also. Even in the Middle Shemona Esrei, people are checking their smartphones because they're afraid of their boss and who knows what. Okay, but ke'eved, k'may eved, ha'amal b'malacha kol hayom yisabel tzolayim, you're waiting for the shadows of the evening, meaning, lanuach mimalachtei, k'may ha'socher asher yikaveh al ha'shlamas poloi, a socher that's waiting al ha'shlamas poloi. So he's touching poloi means that his work is over. When his work is over, his job is over. So he has some minucha, he has some rest. Next, now pasuk, next pasuk, a little bit difficult, pasuk gimel, Cain Hon chalti li yarche shav. I have inherited. Now, the Eov is now saying, so he, in the first two psukim, he gives a theme. A human being is like a slave. A slave doesn't really enjoy life. He just, what is he waiting for? What's his whole hana? Rest. So the actual work is not enjoyable. The only thing that's enjoyable is rest. So he's saying, that's what my life has become. I have nothing. What do I have to look forward to? My days are filled with torture. So what am I waiting for? I'm waiting maybe in the night, in the evening, my pain will go down a little bit. Because that's the nature of a human being, is there are cycles in the body. The pain intensifies and diminishes throughout the day. So all I'm waiting for, I'm just waiting until the pain diminishes. That's the type of life that I currently live through. Kein honchalti, I have inherited. I'm living now in a situation where my lot, my inheritance is li, yarche shof, months of nothing. The days go by, the months pass, the days pass, and it's just shof, it's worthless. I accomplish absolutely nothing. I just absorb pain. The leilois omol minuli, and nights of torture have been counted to me. My nights are also no good. Basically, what's going to say in the next psukim is, at night I wait for the morning, and in the morning I wait for the night. I have nothing to look forward to. Exactly. So, but there, what's interesting is there, in the Teufelfahrt, I think according to the civil interpretation, means the situation gets worse and worse. And you say, I wish it was yesterday. Well, the era of meeting Boka Halavai was yesterday. Today, the situation is so bad. Oh, I wish it was yesterday. What was yesterday? It was also bad, but it wasn't as bad as today. And then when it's night, oh, in the morning, I wish it was last night. Well, last night you were terrorized. Yeah, I know. But today it's even worse. So in the Teicha, it could be the different perushim, but in the Teicha, the situation is getting worse and worse. You're always saying, oh, Halavai, it would have been yesterday, because yesterday wasn't so bad compared to today. Here he's saying in the other form, he's saying that going forward, what's my whole life all about? Vicious cycle. In the morning, there are certain pains I have in the morning and I don't have at night. And there are certain pains I have at night I don't have in the morning. So every single day I'm waiting. Oh, wait, I can't wait until the night. Because at night I can take the medicine that will relieve me from this pain. But when it comes night, oh, I have a new pain. I have the night pain. I can't wait until the morning when I can take the medicine that will relieve me from this pain. And a person just goes in this vicious cycle. I have nothing to look forward to. And what's the end? The end is, I'm timed out. I die. Life is over. So what's this all about? To go in a vicious cycle where you have absolutely nothing to look forward to and you accomplish nothing in my life. That's exactly what he's saying in Pasuk Gimel and Dalet and Hey. He says, Hein b'kein honchalti li yarchesh, I've inherited months of nothingness. V'leilo samol minu li. Pasuk, let's see Pasuk Gimel in the Mitzudos. Pasuk kein honchalti, kein ani manchil yatzmi. I have an inherited for myself. Yarchesh of months of nothingness. Ratzo loymar. Mitzape ani, what's my life? I yearn, Mosa Yavr HaChodesh, when will the month pass? Ula Yekel Choloi, maybe my illness will go away, B'Chodesh Haba, maybe next month will be better. The doctors say, just give it time, right? So just wait for 1 month. That's very sad. So that means I just have to waste away. I can't accomplish anything meaningful in these couple of days, these weeks, these months. However, but you know the truth is it's nothing because when I finally get to that point in time a month later and finally that day arrives and I go for my doctor's appointment, what do they tell me? Oh, wait another month. It's all for nothing. It doesn't get bad. My illness does not go away. The same thing is true when it comes to the night. Even though I yearn, when will the nights pass? Imki atzape, I yearn mosa yavaru leilos, ha'omol asher hizminu li. I wait until when will the nights of torture that have been set aside, have been prepared for me, when will they pass? Rotzolaymar, bechol laila mehaleilos atzape, I yearn mosa tavar heino. When will the night end? Hine lashav toichalti. I'm yearning for nothingness because I'm going. Right, that's what he said. He just said, "Quote that pasuk." I'm just going in a vicious cycle of nothingness. Okay, let's see some of the Rashi's here. Rashi pasuk aleph. Rashi haloi tzva. So now he's going back, Eve is now going back and telling them, this was my speech. I suffer for no reason. First in these few psukim he describes in detail his suffering. Please, it should be your will. Tenubi, turn to me. Ki eich acharish melizek. I can't hold back from crying. A person, a human being, has a need to express his frustration. Right, the whole business of a psychologist, a whole psychology is built upon this. You have to go lie down on a couch and express yourself. You need someone to listen. Al havasi, upon my pain. Hello, yadatem, do you not know? Ki yesh tzavo uzman le'enosh kama yichya. A person's days are limited. Now this, according to the way Lama Farshim, Rav Schwab, others explain, and the Mitzudas really says it in the next long Mitzudas coming up soon. The idea is he's coming to really to refute one very important one piece of Eliphaz's argument. Eliphaz said to Eiv, "Eiv, just suffer it out. It's for your benefit. By you suffering now, it'll be good for you in the long run." Eiv says, "There is no long run. If you're right, I'm going to live for 200 years. I just have to suffer out this 1 year. And by suffering this 1 year, I'm going to have a wonderful another 200 years of life." You're right. But Eliphaz, it's over. That's it. After I suffer, I die. So it's nonsense. One of the main points of your argument is total. Look at me. I'm a skeleton. I'm not going to get better. I'm going to die. It's over. So it's total nonsense. Hello, Yadatim. And that's really what he means. Because over here, don't you realize man's days are limited? You're telling me I should stick it out for the long run? There is no long run. My days are numbered. The person has a tzva. Tzva means a set time. An army, the little question they want to say, what in the word tzva here means? It means a zman, a time. A tzva, we know a tzva means an army. Tzahal. Tzahal is Tzva Haganali Yisrael, an army. Tzva, Tzva Hashem. So an army is. So how does the word Tzva and Kates relate? So the answer is simply because an army is it's specific, a limited number of soldiers. It's a host. It's a collection. A collection, which means there is specification. So I don't mean the limit. There is specification. We have an army of a battalion. The battalion, the soldiers are ordered. They are arranged in a set way. Likewise, man's days are prearranged. Doesn't really mean over here. I don't think when Rashi's case doesn't mean that there's an end. It means it's set. There is an arrangement, and in every arrangement, there are limits. There are boundaries. An army is built upon a very specific order. There is an order and there is an arrangement. There are soldiers that each soldier fulfills a very specific function, and there are a limited number of soldiers. So that's why these two words are related for the army and for the idea of my days are limited. Ki yesh tzva uzman le'enosh kama yichya, how long he will live. Uchmei sachir, sheniskar l'shana, a person hires himself out for a period of time, for a year, for a month. The yodea sheyichlu yimei sechira, so that his days will come to an end. Kach, kein ze yodea sheyichlu shana maksuvos lo, this person knows, so too I know, that the years are set. Vani also tzva hanitin li, and I know that a certain set time is given to me, and that time is coming to a very quick end. And being that my time is coming to an end, there's no need to suffer this out. It's not going to be good for me in the long run. Period. Ke'eved yishav tzel, ke'eved shu yogea kol hayom, a servant that works, he toils the entire day. V'yishav, yishav means to swallow. So here it means, in this context, v'yis'aveh, he's yearning, desires. Mosayir tzel ha'erev, when will the sunset, and I'll have menuch uchasocher sheyikave paalo leerev lefi shahayulo kol hayom laomel v'yisave lebias hashemesh. He's yearning, when will his work come to an end? His work will come to an end. He can go home and he can relax. Kain hinchalti li mishamayim. So that's my lot. I have inherited from heaven. Hashem has brought down upon me this terrible suffering. Yarchei shav, I have months of emptiness. The yisurin, also tzva hanitin le'enosh alei aretz. And I have nothing but suffering that is given to man who lives upon the earth. So the man who lives upon the earth, we're calling here That's the deeper meaning of this Rashi. The Yisurin suffering, also tzva, hanitan le'enosh ale eretz upon the earth.
See, in that limited time, according to what
we've
been saying.
Okay. It's interesting, the word, you have a play on the words. I'm sure someone must say something about this, that you have the word yerach and tzva. Tzva is normally used for the hosts in heaven, the stars. Right, the Tzva HaShemayim.
Right.
Tzva HaShemayim is a word which is a word in Tanakh which refers to the stars. And here he's referring to the moon, and it refers to the night. You have these, it's a poetic play on the words. He starts off, Halitzva L'enosh, a man, his days are limited. And the way we choose the word limitation with the word Tzva, which means stars. And then he goes, Ke'eved, Yishav Tzauchasochi, Pasuk Gimel, Kein Honchalti Li Yarche Shav, the moon. Okay, the stars, the moon, and then Velelois Amol Minuli, and nights of torture have been set aside. Minu means his minu has been prepared for me. So you have these three different things: the stars, the moon, and the night. Those three things indeed go together. Those three things go together. So there must be some poetic meaning here in this passage. Okay, next Rashi: Velelos Imo Manoli Min Hashemayim. Nights of torture have been set aside for me. Okay, next pasuk Dalet. Im Shachavti V'Amarti. If I lie, Im Shachavti means when. We know the word Im can mean. There are four different translations for the word im, or the word ki, but im over here means when. Im shochafti, when I lie down, v'yomarti, I say to myself, mosai okum, when will I wake up? I can't wait until it's the morning, because in the morning maybe my pain will subside. Umidad orev, and the movement of the night, umidad orev, the movement of the evening, this, and when the evening arrives, the savati nidudim ale noshef, I am satisfied with movement along the evening. Now, let's take a look at them. This is a hard pasuk. Pasuk Dalet. So long with this here. Im shachavti. Okay, let's go slow here. Kasher eshka belayla. When I lie down at night, I say to myself, Mosai akum. When will I wake up? Bitonud ho'eref. When will I wake up? Umidad orev, and will the night disappear? When the night move away, Marv we say Marv yom umedi loyla. Hashem is my causes the yom Marv yom umedi loyla. Hashem causes the day to pass away. That's exactly what it's saying here in this pasuk. When I lie down, I'm the other way around. When I lie down at night, I'm waiting. When will the morning come? And the way he describes when the morning will come will be when the evening will move away, will pass away. Why am I yearning for the morning to come? Going back to the theme of the previous pasuk, ki ulai, maybe in the morning my pain will go away. And what happens? You wake up in the morning and it's not any better. It's not any better. So what do? Atzape b'chol shame hayoyim mosai tonud hasha. And then you yearn. Oh no! When will the day be over? Maybe at night it will be better. The teilichlon will go away. Ki ulai yekal b'shoha cheres aval. But now here he goes to the next part of the pasuk. Ani sova kol hayoyim b'machshavos nedida ad ha'aref. This is a very painful pasuk. V'sovati, I'm satisfied with the will that time should pass. Okay, then you have that feeling. It's a very sad type of existence when the entire life you're just waiting it out. You're waiting for the next, and maybe it'll get better tomorrow, maybe tomorrow. So he's saying here, I'm sated with nidudim. My whole life is a life of being satisfied, being absorbed with the desire, nidudim adei noshef. Time should pass. Nidudim means to move, to pass. Adei means until, noshef means the twilight. Noshef means both. We had that before, the beginning of night and the beginning of day, the time when the night and day changes, the shift in zmanim. That's my whole existence. My existence is one of being living, waiting until time passes, until maybe I'll get better the next day. The savati I'm satisfied the entire day, I'm filled the entire day with thoughts of nedida. And this process goes in circles. He means to say, "Haloi kedarki kein derech al sov leyisurim." What I suffer from is typical of people who suffer. And what is that? He summarized the entire theme of these four psukim. V'imei adam haloi kitzuvim hema. A person's days are limited. You only have that many days, so you're just wasting your life. And a person in such a situation that's suffering and is just waiting it out, waiting until tomorrow, maybe then tomorrow you wait until the next day, what are you basically doing with your life? You're waiting to die. If you would live forever, okay. So I'll wait, I'll suffer, I'll wait tomorrow, the next day, or maybe get better, because eventually it will get better. And then after it will get better, I'll live forever. But it doesn't work like that. Because you don't live forever, you get timed out. So what then is your whole life all about? You're just waiting to die. He's summarizing the two things together. Since a person's days are limited, there's going to be an end. And since my whole existence is just waiting until the next day, so you can add one and one together, you can bind the two things together, it basically means that my whole life is just a life waiting to die. Yeah.
I understand that concept in terms of the light at the end of the tunnel. Because you have...
There is no light at the end of the tunnel. That's death.
There are situations when you are in a position where you are entertained. I've had it in rehab, and you see, you're waiting, you know when that end is going to come.
That's if you're in a situation where the illness is not that great, where the illness is minor. Right. Not minor. The illness, Eev is saying to Eliphaz, you would be right if it's just a minor illness. If it's a minor, I have the flu. I have a cold, common cold. I know that it takes a week. In a week, I'll take some antibiotics. I'll be better. So the light at the end of the tunnel. But this is not the common cold. This is heavy duty stuff. I mean, there is no light at the end of the tunnel. It's a dead end. And it's death. V'chein choizer chalila ucho oimer. Haloi kedai kol derech kol sev. My derech is kedai kol sev. Hayisum v'imei adam haloi kesum. Him they're limited. V'im kain hachoyishev kain a person that lives such an existence kain chofet suli karv as al esamisa. That's what he's doing. He's trying to yearn for the moment of death. Kiyitav lo mechaye tsar. It's better for him to live a life of tsar. The yister bezed. Now, okay, period. Now he comes now, the Mitzvah comes to give us the punchline. So what are we here is even these profound, deep thoughts about being satisfied with waiting. It's unbelievable. This expression is like really, it really shuts us up. Extreme illness. These words, these are v'savati nidudim ade noshev, being satisfied with the desire for time to pass. It's very frightening. What's the message? The yistar bezeh, he's coming to contradict das Eliphaz, the rebuke of Eliphaz. Sh'omar, what did Eliphaz say to Eliyov? Ha shakol bo b'hashkocha, everything happens with hashkocha pratis. The harashayim yoyvedu ba'avoinam, and the wicked will die, will perish through their sins. V'yamus olat tzadikim, but the tzadikim they live forever. The tzaddikim, they are purged from their sin. Yimurak me'at avoinam, the few sins. Al yidei ha'yesurim. Ki b'yos kein shabu ha'kol b'hashkocha. Since everything comes b'hashkocha, yichoshev od yoser le'ovel. So he's saying to him, that's nonsense. Because he's saying to him here, ki b'yos...
The tzaddik gets extra life.
Everything comes with hashkocha pratis. Yechoshev od yoser lo'ovel. It's worse. If what you're saying is correct, that this hashkocha pratis and suffering, it's even worse. Why? Ki hamisa tovehi mechayatzar. The raw. Imken gemul hatzadikim migmul harasham. The tzadikim are suffering more than the Rishoim, because the tzaddikim have nothing to look forward to. The tzaddikim, Eliphaz says, it's all good for the ultimate good for the end, but there is no ultimate. I think that's the basic thing. I don't have the exact words, the exact translation of the words. I'm a little bit confused. Let's try it again. Yeah. In my situation, Misa is preferable. How dare you, Eliphaz, tell me that it's kedai to suffer these yisurim because it's for the ultimate good? There is no ultimate good in my situation, because in my situation, what's going to happen? I'm going to die. So in my situation, I'm really a tzaddik, but what's happening to me is what's happening to a Rasha. A Rasha deserves to die, and he does die. A tzaddik deserves to, this yisurim should be purged, and he should live. But I'm not going to live. My time is limited. So I'm not getting any. So therefore, what's happening to me is happening to the Rasha. So therefore, Eliphaz, you're wrong. There is no difference. There is no hashgacha pratis.
Is he rejecting the afterlife?
Yeah. Well,
no, he's not. He's basically saying maybe Eliphaz is projecting the afterlife. Eiv is clearly, at least according to the Mitzudos, Eiv is not looking the afterlife. He's not taking into consideration what's going to be in the next world. He's looking what he Eiv interprets Eliphaz's words as. Tzaddik suffers in this world so that he should live
longer
in this world a good life. He very said very carefully. It was really he was very explicit. Eliphaz and the going back to was very explicit. He says Hashem gives you this so that in the future there are going to be seven things. Hashem will save you from seven different things that happen in this world. He gives a list of the seven different things. We had a question, what are the seven? This is seven. All of those seven things are in this world. That's not in the afterlife. So you assessed it, but by me there's nothing more to look forward to. I'm not going to come to a situation where I'll be in contact with those situations, because I'm going to die before that happens, because this illness will take my life. So what's happening to me is basically what you told me happens to a wicked person. So I am in the same situation as the Rosh. Let's try to redo this one more time. The Yistar Bezer Dasel, going through up three lines before the end of the Deep Hamaskel. The Yistar Bezer Dasel Eliphaz is coming to contradict Kishom HaShakob HaBashkoch V'Yerusha Yovdu. What did Eliphaz say? The wicked perish. Bavoinam. The Yemusu. Al Tzadikim Yimurak Avoinam. Yimurak Maat Avoinam. Al Yidei HaYisurim. They are purged. That's what Eliphaz said. It's not true. I'm also going to die. Ki beyois kein shabu akol biashkocha yichoshev od yoser lo avel. If you're telling me now, Eliphaz, that you're correct, that everything that's happening is happening b'hashkocha, hashkocha pradis, that I deserve this, but why then am I going to die at the end? If I deserve this, to purge me from my sins, I should at least enjoy the benefits of living a long life. But that's not going to happen. Ki amisa tovi mechaya hatzar v'ra. Because in my situation, Misa is better than living such a terrible life. Im kain, gmul ha-tzadikim, migmul ha-rashoim. That what's happening to the tzaddik is exactly the same thing that happens to the Rasha.
No, it's worse, he's saying.
It's worse. It's worse.
He's saying that since Misa is better than...
He's a tzaddik,
and
he's getting the same punishment
as the Rasha, right.
If I die, I would be better off than...
So it's getting even worse than the Rasha. He's not getting any benefit. He's saying that he just...
The tzaddik doesn't give you any credit.
Right, exactly. Okay, so this concludes.
So what Nicole asked,
yeah.
It seems that the whole Eiv is whether he was Jewish, maybe he wasn't Jewish, and his whole discussion is only about
this world, not about the afterlife. Okay.
Nowhere do we have any.
So far, there's no reference that there is a mention of the afterlife. Very good. That's a very important point, which obviously we're going to have to come to at some point in time in the Sefer. We're going to come. But it's very clear that seemingly at this point in time, we're dealing with suffering in this world for the benefit of what will come later on in this world, not in the next world. So let's finish up the Rashis.
We're missing in that with the end of the
I'm not sure. Sometimes it's
in
gemul atadikin migmul. Maybe it should be a chaf. Maybe it should be a chaf. It'll be a chaf. Imkin gemul atadikin kigmul harishayim kigmul. Maybe there's another dibra maschil.
It's worse because he's saying that really death is better than his living. So if tzaddikim were going to get their schar, they should die.
If I wouldn't know better, I would say there's a mistake in the girsa. It should say im kain
gmul. That they live makes it even worse.
Yeah, we just say it's only life.
We know there's a principle, though it's not outlined here as yet, that tzaddikim get yisurim for the few wrong things they've done to clear the books, and that Rishoyim get rewarded for the few good things
good
they do for the same reason, to clear the books.
Right, but that's all thrown them up.
But we don't, I'm saying, that's a well-known principle, but we haven't established any of that at this point.
Okay, let's just turn to the Rashi. So we've seen Rashi's Rashi Pasuk Dalet. im shachafti. The same thing says, come out the same thing as the mislusim im shachafti. Belayla tzipisi v'amarti. When I went to sleep at night, I was yearning for the morning. When will come in the morning? Maybe the morning will be better. And in the morning, modad arev. Mosai yohir. When will the morning arrive? When will the so yohir v'yavay es hakima? When will I arrive? And will the evening disappear? Modad arev. Will the evening be pushed away and allow the morning to arrive? Mosai yohir v'yavay es kima, the time to arise. V'es midud haneshef, and the time when the neshef will, neshef means the darkness in this context, when will it disappear? Loshon vatidad shinasi, may my sleep be pushed away. Pushed away. I did not, Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan that I worked for you for 14 years and I was honest, I did not sleep. I took care of your property, your possessions, your cattle. Meinoi, I pushed away slumber from my eyes. So we see the word Vatidad means to push away. In this context, it means when will the night be pushed away so that the morning can arrive? Maybe in the morning my pain will go away. Ve'amem hu ikar, the mem is part of the sharesh. Noifel, who ikur, I'm sorry, ikur noifel, it falls away sometimes, like the word vatidat. It's part of the shorish, but sometimes it falls away. And that's why here it's midad, but there it's vatidat. Kama ma'amar, mishamer, we find the word mishamer, ma'amar, mishamer, so omar and shamar. So sometimes you have the word, the mem is part of the sharish, sometimes it's not part of the sharish. The word ma'amar means a statement. Ma'amar comes from the word in omer, a word, a statement, omar, amira, omer. Mishmar means to guard. And a mishmar comes the word shemar. He just saying of the word, the mem. Sometimes you have the mem, sometimes you did not. So that's why it's explained over here. We have the word mem. It's that's why in our pasuk we have the mem. The mem here is in umidad oref, and by Yaakov it says vatidad. Okay, b'savati nidudim. I live a miserable life where I am fully satisfied with waiting. My wait for the next day. V'espa, I am sated with nidudim al mitasi. On my bed, b'yoyim ad neshef. In the morning, I wait until the night. Lufi shaloh yis yochel lishon b'nei yisurim ad neshef and ad neshef. Shal yom lufi shaloh vash b'sarid rima. And then, because I can't lie on my flesh, because my body is filled with worms, so I'm always waiting for the next period of time. Maybe things will get better at a later period of time. Okay, so this concludes this idea. We'll leave it with this, and we'll stop here.